in the law school, I was a, I guess I was about the middle of my class, basically. We didn't have it. And that was 15. And we graduated from Georgia. You were admitted automatically to practice law. You didn't have to take a bar examination. So few of the people that went there, because they were all state schools. I was the chief judge of the moot court, and I did some debating while I was over there. I debated. I was on the international debate team. Every year, Oxford, England used to send a group of students over here, debating squad. They traveled all over the United States to debating. So a fellow named Fred Solomon and I represented the University of Georgia. Subject was resolved that the civilization of Russia is a greater menace to the world than the United States civilization, fraud and cultural government. Of course, in Georgia, you had lots of dances, a lot of girls over there by the time I got there. We'd have a dance every weekend over Woodruff Hall. All the Atlanta boys would go back home, but I stayed over in Georgia and I went home for 3 years. I was at Athens and went home on Christmas. And when I was playing basketball, we had to practice. We went down and played in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. So I was pretty busy there. I graduated from Georgia in 1934. And then I started to work.
Yeah,
like else
got my
education.
Now, I think I said, I mean, has that completed your education?
Well, my formal education, because I went to all kinds of schools after that, and I mean, practiced law. In fact, I taught law school for 40 years, night school later on. If you'd like to hear about my business experience,
something like that.
Well, of course, having graduated from law school, and look around someplace to practice law, because this was 1934. This was the top of the Depression, the bottom of the Depression. But worse than it is now, there wasn't any place to practice law much or anything else. About that time, of course, the economy had collapsed in 1929, and the Depression was on, and Roosevelt was elected president. Of course, he was president for 16 years. Roosevelt brought in the New Deal. People were just really desperate to line up in soup kitchens and in Atlanta. They had a hamburger place there that sold a hamburger for a nickel. People would go down and buy a hamburger, that's all they could eat. So things were really, really tough. Roosevelt got things moving. He put in the NRA, and he got in the government-supported plans and the CCC camps and got people off the streets. And we got the WPA, the Works Progress Administration, got building roads and giving people jobs. And so really, he started turning around. But I started practicing law with a firm called Brandon Hines and Tindall. My father had been in that firm when he was a practicing lawyer. He started practicing law in 1905, and he practiced with two or three firms. One of them was Governor Slayton's firm, one of the big firms. Governor Slayton had a partner named Morris Brandon. So Mr. Brandon formed a partnership with his cousin John Hines, and they had Brandon Hines and Tindall. My father went over and practiced law with them until he got elected judge of the Superior Court in 1927, so I kind of had an opening. They didn't pay me anything at all, so we couldn't pay anybody. They just let me sit in the library. Anything that they developed that I could handle and show it to them. But anyhow, about that time, the government got into FHA, Federal Housing Administration, Title II loans. They were granting loans on first mortgage loans. Back in those times, all the insurance companies had loans on the houses that people couldn't pay, and foreclosing and taking over the houses, sort of like the real estate crunch we've got on now. But Rockefeller put in a system where you could borrow money, pay it back over a period of 20 years, the way it was then. You borrowed money and pay the interest on it for 5 years, and you'd have to go refinance the whole thing. You never paid it off. So it got a system that everybody uses now. You borrow $20,000, you can pay it out over a period of 10, 15, 20 years, and it's principal on to pay it in. So the First National Bank of Atlanta was one of their chief clients, and so they got into making FHA loans. Our law firm did all of the title work, so I cut my IT from the law practice on running titles. And we had a fine firm. We had Morris and Bradley and one fine tax lawyer named Furman Smith, who was about my age, graduated from Mercer, Douglas Matthews. So we'd take an arm full of titles every day, go down to the courthouse and run the titles. And we'd close up the sale and the loans. They paid you minimum fee was $35, wasn't much. They split with me 50-50, so I'd work all day and make $17.50. That's where I got started. Well, then Frank Kendall was a trial lawyer, so I started trying a lot of cases with him. Got into some cases of my own. So about that time, when I was still playing baseball, I got elected to the United States Olympic baseball team back in 1936. That was a team where they had one player from each state, and we had about 48 on the squad, and they divided it up into two squads and just played exhibition. That was one of the two sports that they had pulled into at that time. That's the way baseball got into it. Of course, with war breaking out, that item was canceled, and they just picked it up late. Baseball now is proved an Olympic sport. Also, I was playing basketball at that time with the YMCA and the Warren Company. We had a great ball team there. They played the AAU Southern Amateur Championship. The YMCA won the Southern Championship one year. We won the second year, and the Warren Company won it the third year, and I was playing with the Warren Company. Then my team got so good that they barred us from playing in the league. So we had a lot of ex-college players, so we developed a team called the Atlanta Crackers, which was sponsored by the Warren Company. We beat everybody, including the New York Celtics. Back in those days, there wasn't any professional leagues as such, but the world champion was the New York Celtics. They had to travel all over the country playing anybody, want to take all of anybody want to play them. They'd play them because they'd feel music from them. They played like the Harlem Globetrotters do today, if you've ever seen them passing around. Most teams they played were college teams and amateur teams and all-star teams, and they beat them without much trouble. But we played them one time, one year, next year, I played basketball. We beat them on the Capitol. That was a big upset. Our team beat the New York Celtics, was like high school team, Reinhardt beat the Chicago Bulls, you might say. Yeah, then we traveled around with them, put on exhibitions with the Celtics. So I got a lot of basketball at that time. I made the all Southern AAU team for 5 consecutive years. Later on, 1976, I got elected to the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame based on my prowess in baseball, football, and basketball play, which is still going. That we've got a meeting coming up next week, which you will elect outstanding athletes from the present and the past. Well, by that time, I fell in love, as I quoted you, I'm here now. I married a Peggy Smith, Adelaide Smith. She was an old time clown girl, grew up born West End, father was a dentist, mother was a was from New Orleans, her name was Cecilia O'Sullivan. She had a brother named David, so we courted 2-3 years, got married in October 22nd, 1938. At that time I was living in Boulder. My father had remarried, my mother died in 1936, and I was practicing law. So we moved into my father's old house out in Boulder, where we lived until the railroad ran south in 1958. My honeymoon, we took a motor trip up to Asheville, North Carolina, up in the Smoky Mountains. Those days you had money to it. Took a boat trip and came back and settled down on the boat. We didn't have any children until after the war. By the time that we got settled down, then the war broke out. So this is.
Well, where did you get married? In Collins? Did you marry?
No, I got married in the Catholic Church. My wife was Catholic. We got married down in Christ the King. The baby came out of the boat and she had to join the church and she was helping Sunday school department. She kind of was a friend associate sitting in the boat and thought all the girls out of dance and they got the young girls coming home. And now somebody's still out there. So we used to play a touch football every Sunday afternoon back up at my house in Helen Stadium. And December 7, 1941, which was a Sunday, we were playing touch football. When I came in, Peggy said, "Yeah, I'm in Pearl Harbor." So that just stirred up everybody. You know, now everybody was holding some kind of war where I was playing baseball. Well, I played baseball at Thompson, in Northwest Atlanta, and Bolton. I played with Willie Mills at that time. Remember, we last played one game. Last game I played in the spring. Well, of course, people being drafted going in, they were taking in most of the young fellows. I decided to join the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which was in war work from the standpoint of investigating subversive activities. Francis Hannock, who had been my football coach, the SAC, that is, special agent in charge of the FBI office. So I